a slanted, biased approach. There's a lot of information that hasn't come out, a lot of incorrect information that has come out. We are down here to try and correct the situation and try and have a meaningful investigation take place. I believe that the state's opinions are subjective, not backed up by any credible facts, not supported by witness statements, not supported by the filming, and that it is totally erroneous.
The National Human Rights Commission condemned the irregularities related to multiple deaths in Oaxaca throughout last year. None of those deaths have been investigated to any extent, and we are also here to make sure that all of the deaths, not just my brother Brad, but all of the deaths are highlighted and the spotlight returns to the injustices here in Oaxaca. But we also are calling, of course, for a fair and just trial and investigation. We believe that a federal investigation is perhaps the only way to achieve a just conclusion to this investigation. So we are pushing very hard for the federal authorities to also take up this case.
They've seemed extremely slanted toward the state's position. We initially, when Brad was killed, had all confidence that the guilty parties would be brought to justice. We didn't know that they would try to disprove that or look at an option that seemed very unlikely as a possibility. When we started hearing these coming from the office of the state, we became alarmed and were concerned that indeed the people who were responsible were not being properly interrogated. All we want is a fair and just investigation to find out who did this.
Maybe you had something in this point. Yeah, there you are.